Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Hour number two rolls along here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show. Zach Jones, Derek Kramer, hanging with you here. It seems the snow has left us, at least here in our Amherst studio. That is nice. That is good. We like to see it.
You like to see it, and it's right about the timeline of when it was going to stop really snowing. Hopefully around wherever area you are, it's doing the same, and you are driving safe no matter what, whether the roads are clear as day when it comes to pavement or if they are slick mm-hmm. and still not taken care of. Just be driving safe out there while you're hanging out with us. Thanks for hanging with us, by the way, here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show.
So I did want to do this because I'm going to be gone for the next few days. And
you
I,
have been like itching for this for days.
Yeah, many people know I'm a big college football junkie, college sports junkie, really, because yes. basketball also plays into that. But
number one, Purdue, baby.
Right, there you go.
Basketball.
I have been locked in with everything with the college football playoff, and is Miami going to get left out, BYU, that stuff, and then the head coaching search. You know, Lane Kiffin, where's he going, and then really where a lot of the other big jobs are going to be filled, and most of them have been. We'll get to Penn State here in a minute. But what I do want to acknowledge, and I joked about Lane Kiffin there, and he owns a media cycle. It was so entertaining for me. Probably some people got annoyed by it, but for me, I was
one of those that like I didn't love the process of mm-hmm. already a previous villain in sports.
Right, kind of killing all of his goodwill and becoming the villain again. I mean, and that's effectively what Lane Kiffin did. I think where I'm at.
And even then, there was a moment where, again, you mentioned the podcaster who has media credentials says a line that I'm not going to repeat, but then Lane Kiffin confronts him to his face,
yep.
and it kind of turns him into a little bit of a, oh, yeah, you could say it away from him, but to his face, you're not going to go ahead and say anything.
Right, he had the deer in the headlights look,
but
especially.
It was the deer in the headlights yep. look, so it was a tough look for him. But also, Lane Kiffin, real tough talk when you have four state troopers surrounding you.
And then you leave.
And then you prove
48 hours
and then
later.
You prove the guy right.
Yeah.
It's like, dude, I don't know what to think of you anymore in terms of somebody to respect. But like you said, and it's a true trope in sports, sometimes it is better for the overall product when there is a mm-hmm. satisfying villain that you need to have taken down. The amount of times, like, look at the Chiefs, for example.
Patriots for years.
In the NBA for a while, it turned into the Golden State Warriors.
Yep. And for many people, it was depending on what side of the country you lived on, it was the Lakers or the Celtics.
Hockey over the past few years, it's been the Lightning, now the Panthers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you need a good villain, I think, especially
in
sports.
You need a villain to prey on the downfall of.
Because sports are ultimately, they're entertainment, but they're also, we fall in love with them because they're a story. They're a long winning story. They're not a 2-hour movie or a 500-page book. They're long. Seasons are long.
They're long.
But they're ultimately a story, and you do need that satisfying villain that you know, that your favorite team vanquishes at the end of the season.
The hero takes down. Whether it is your team or not, a hero is called when they take down the villain. The Chiefs were heralded as one when they surpass the Patriots. They're seen as the team that could do it. They don't do it in that AFC Championship game. New England goes on to the Super Bowl, wins, and everything. Death Star blows us up. But you mentioned it. It's stories. We all go and flock to stories. And what makes a good story is a satisfying mm-hmm. villain that you hate. Like, one of the biggest hated characters in all of media. King Joffrey, Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
When he croaks it in that series, spoiler alert, it's been too long. I can go ahead
and say
that.
It's been almost 10 years since that episode aired.
But that episode aired, and it was a sensation for people. Like, oh my God. So when you have well-established villains, Lane Kiffin is a well-established villain.
He is.
Everybody, not just the SEC, is going to be preying on LSU's downfall now. And if the Tigers do succeed, it makes the college football playoff that much more appetizing for the casual fan. I've gotten to a point where I agree with Jeremy White on this about the college football playoff of you're arguing about 12 teams when teams 9 through 12 probably don't have a realistic shot at winning the whole thing.
100%. 100%. Even when the 4-team playoff, 4-seed usually didn't have a shot. I mean, in the 4-seed
usually didn't have a shot. But
the 4-team era, we had Georgia 62, TCU 7 as a national championship. That's standard in college football.
That's standard in college football. But you can make a legitimate claim toward the 5th best team being made the 4th.
Right.
If I've got teams arguing from 13 to 16 that they should be the 12th best team in the country in the rankings, we've kind of lost the plot. And now the SEC and the Big Ten's like, let's make it more so that we can make more money on our conference dominating these things.
Right, and that's my thing,
and
too.
It's like, I need 8-4 Illinois making the college football playoffs. Shut up.
No, 12 is good for me. I don't need 16 because you're right. Like, it's college football. There isn't going to be 16 qualified enough teams. I think where it does get into and where it really does work early is winning a game or two in the college football playoff. Like, that does mean, because it's winning a big bowl game, right? I mean, Tulane wins, I think the Sugar Bowl over USC a few years ago, or Cotton Bowl, excuse me, over USC a couple years ago. Like, that does mean something. I'm fine with that. It's the national championship, right, where people are like, there's like two or three programs that can actually do it.
Right.
Now, to the whole Lane Kiffin stuff, he is going to be a villain. And I think understandably so, because he did not handle everything perfectly.
Again.
I think the real villain, though, is the college football calendar, where we are all sitting here, and these decisions have to be made before the season is over with. There is no Black Monday for college football.
Right.
Everyone acknowledges for the NFL, it's the day after week 18 now, where, you know, that Monday, okay, teams that are on the playoffs, they're making moves. Teams that are in the playoffs, they go on. There is no such thing in college football. Right now, teams are gearing up for National Signing Day tomorrow.
And
teams that are in conference championships are dealing with that on Saturday or Friday. Teams that are going to be in the playoffs have that to look forward to, including during the playoffs, because if you keep going, the transfer portal opening up. It is a cluster. I don't know what the NCAA does outside of punish kids. I have literally no idea what they do.
Punish kids.
Because this is such an easy fix of just move everything.
Just move everything.
The signing period back to late January or February.
And you know what it is? It's the existence of the playoff. There is a difference. A palpable difference between a 12-team playoff field and what this whole structure has always been around, which is one game.
Right, the BCS National Championship, or even before that when it was the newspapers kind of picked based off the bowl game, if one beat
one
their,
two.
You know, or well, when it was the bowl games, it was like 1-4. You know, if they won, they're going to move on. If 2 beat 3, they win.
But that's the thing, is it was a shorter postseason.
Right.
Whereas, like, now, if it was the BCS or even the 4-team playoff, Ole Miss can move on with their lives.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, there is a playoff team comfortably, I think, within the playoff field at 11-1 that does not have its head coach. And it's rumored, hey, I want to pick some of the guys from the staff here at Ole Miss. You've got to be on the tarmac, though, or you don't have a job.
Right, yeah. Charlie Weiss Jr., their offense coordinator, did leave with Lane Kiffin. It was up in the air if he was actually going to. He ended up doing it. I think most of the offensive staff.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
But Ole Miss had to... Pete Golding is not their interim head coach. He is their head coach.
Pete Golding is now their head coach, and it is because you have to establish this now. National Signing Day is tomorrow. Your college football playoff is in a couple of weeks. You're waiting for the championship games to decide the rest of the fate of the field, but pretty much there's something that you should be preparing for, which is the ever-evolving future of your program. You have only 4 years of a college class. It is different. You always have to be on the fly rebuilding. Mm-hmm. You always have to be. You are recruiting constantly. But because this postseason exists, this larger postseason, you either have to move the starting date of the college season up, or you have to move back some of the National Signing Day, the transfer portal opening, because you have a longer postseason than before. And yes, they try to structure it to where it's still the New Year's Six. We still have business to conduct after the New Year's Six.
Yeah, exactly. I know people complain about the NHL playoff format, and I do too. NFL, why is there a 7 seed, the whole thing. I don't think there is a worse structure than college football. It is the Wild West. It's ridiculous. I mean, here, Derek, Tulane and North Texas, they are playing for the American Championship.
Right.
Both their coaches are gone. It sounds like Eric Morris of North Texas is going to stay coaching until their season ends, but he's off to Oklahoma State. Tulane's coach, John Summerall, already had his introductory press conference at Florida. These are two teams that are probably going – the winner will likely be the Group of Five team in the college football playoff. We'll see, by the way, if Duke wins in the ACC. There might be two teams, not both of them, but
right.
James Madison maybe gets in from the Sun Belt. But it is such a broken system, and there is no fixing it. Lane Kiffin, ultimately, again, he is going to be the face of this. I hope what he is the realization of
the catalyst.
We need to fix this.
Yes.
Because, right, I don't blame LSU for wanting Kiffin. He has fixed his image. This is not the guy that went 7-6 in Tennessee, gets fired at USC. No. This is a guy that gave Ole Miss 6 years, and it was maybe their best years in program history outside of the 60s. This season, 11-1, is their best season statistically. They're not even going to play for the SEC championship, by the way, at 11-1. It's incredible. They lose one game, it's to Georgia, and they're out. But it's their best years. LSU, though, was the better job. I'll argue, maybe Kiffin is happier at Ole Miss. He can be himself. But LSU was maybe a top five job.
Is he? He took off in a messy divorce.
Well, yeah, that's fair. But
was he ever happy?
I don't know. He almost left for Auburn 2 years ago, and his daughter talked him out of it. Family talked him out of it, more or less. But
man,
the LSU job is better. He's probably going to win 10 games next year, at least at LSU.
But also, if Alabama opens up, I'd imagine Featherfoot over there is going to find a way to fly.
Or the NFL.
Or the NFL?
Or the NFL.
Dude.
Kiffin is not retiring at LSU.
I cannot
but
wait.
Less about him and just more
so messy.
The whole situation of just where this is. Ole Miss is an SEC team, and they can't even relish in their great season because Kiffin had to make a choice. And there were reports. I listened to Josh Pate and Paul Feinbaum. They were talking about this.
Yep.
Kiffin wanted to have his cake and eat it too. He wanted to be able to coach Ole Miss through this incredible run. He loves this team. He loves the players. He wants to finish out what they started. But no.
The school made the right decision of saying, no, we cannot have you, A, trying to convince our players to go with you to LSU.
Yeah, you'll kill the program. And then is also...
You'll kill the program to a conference opponent, by the way.
Actually, a full-on rival, Magnolia Bowl.
Yeah.
That's a full-on
that's a
rivalry.
Yeah. So, okay, you're going to take us, you're going to rob us of players and hurt us for a rival, not just that you're going to a different conference. Like, if this was Penn State's job, for example, maybe they're not as apprehensive. But you are losing kids to the transfer portal probably because they're going to go with you because you're still there. And
well, and that was the whole thing is he's all of a sudden
because I'm here, I'm loyal with you.
He's going to have a month in his office with these guys at
but
practice.
But it's also, I'm leaving.
Them.
I'm leaving, but I'm sticking with you guys till the end. There's a little sense of loyalty still there. Like, it's not as messy.
Well, because that's the rumblings now, is that the team is kind of furious
livid
at how it ended.
They're
Pete Golding has been able to kind of rally the troops. But what if he had a month where you mentioned, like, it's not as messy, and all of a sudden he can kind of bring guys in on one-on-one meetings and, and just discuss LSU or Ole Miss, like, what do we want to do here?
But also, it's not as—
And all of a sudden, yeah, half the team is gone because they were 11-1. They beat LSU this year, plus LSU's recruiting staff, or, you know, recruiting resources and their class and stuff like that.
But it's also the feelings, though. Like, the players don't feel betrayed by the coach because he's sticking through for the end of the year. I'm loyal to you. Like, you're loyal to me. I should be loyal to you. There's that feeling that then would be able to be harbored, and the school knows it.
Yeah.
They made the right decision. It's a tough decision, but it's the right decision of, oh, and by the way, here's advertisement of LSU's head coach playing in the college football playoff for not LSU.
Yeah, that's the thing, and I understand the argument of people going like, just go try to win a national title. No,
it's the fact that number Kiffin one tried to gaslight the university, saying, "Oh, I would have loved to stay, but these guys wouldn't let me." No.
He's trying to play PR.
You're trying to throw a tantrum over the thing, over the mess that you made, and I'm not having it. Do not gaslight me.
But like, you know, I have heard the argument, and I can understand it to a certain extent, of people saying, well, you know, just throw everything into the season then. You're not winning the college football playoff. Their defense is not good enough. Just flat out, it's not. And we've talked about this with college sports, where the best team wins. There's like two or three teams that can actually do it. Ole Miss is not beating Ohio State. They're not. I don't even know if they can beat Notre Dame and Indiana. I don't think they have the defense to do it. And so really, like you mentioned, it would just be free advertisement for a game, maybe two, but not for Ole Miss. It's not all of a sudden, hey, come play at the Vaught, come play here. Like, Kiffin, it would be, come follow him to LSU, a different team. And now,
because I'd bet you, or I'd turn to Joe Kelly and I'd be like, I bet you that every camera points at Lane Kiffin, and you're talking about the LSU thing, not the team,
not the Ole Miss
that is
thing
on the field.
And now, before anyone brings it up too, the Group of Five stuff, because I mentioned their coaches are gone too. There is a difference of taking higher jobs. Going from South Florida to Auburn, going from Tulane to Florida, there is something different there. There is something much worse about in the same conference.
And to a rival.
There is a difference there. It's college football. It's the South. There is something very different there about how you do it. And again, I will acknowledge LSU is probably the better job than Ole Miss. It should also be acknowledged, that's a bad look, Lane. It's a bad look. Also, Penn State, still looking for their coach. They were the first ones to fire theirs, James Franklin, back in October.
And now they're the worst recruiting class in the entire Big Ten.
Yeah, and it's just being rated by Virginia Tech, who got James Franklin. Although, it does sound like nothing for sure yet. It does sound like they are trying to hire BYU's head coach, Kalani Sitake, who is an alumni from BYU, has been there, I think, since 2016. So he's like the Zach Wilson years and stuff like that. Sure. He's never coached on the East Coast, has never recruited the area, but good on you. I still think it should have been Brian Daboll. I think that would have been a good coach for them. But
maybe it's Joe Brady.
803-0550, the number to call. Sabres Live is coming up at the top of the hour. We'll come back, close out the show, get you off to the rest of your afternoon. You're listening to the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show on WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.